Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll ask the question that we've asked a lot of people that come on this show since the contract was signed. I'll ask you, do you think he finishes that contract in San Antonio?
If he doesn't, I feel like it's moved like the last year. Mm-hmm. Or is there a scenario where, I'll just use Giannis as an example. Is there a scenario where like the Spurs in 2 years or whatever are knocking on the door of a championship and suddenly disgruntled star A becomes available and it's okay, Fox, we have to use this contract to go out and get that guy? But again, most of the time, if a team's trading you disgruntled star, they're trying to rebuild, unless you're the Sacramento Kings, apparently you just take on a worse contract. But I don't know. I imagine Fox is going to spend minimum the next 2 years in San Antonio. It's a 4-year deal. So I would put my money on he's there for at least 3 years of that deal. And over that time, you can see what you've got in Castle and Harper and make a decision on them. And even if both of those guys are really, really good, again, it's going to be tough to move De'Aaron in that contract. And I don't necessarily think you need to. I know how things ended in Sacramento soured a lot of people on De'Aaron Fox, the basketball player, but we got to think back to when he was in the postseason, had one of the best scoring debuts in postseason history, and was really incredibly good in that series against the Golden State Warriors until he broke his hand, pinky, I can't remember what he broke. Something, he's had hand issues galore, that guy. So I think he's phenomenal. I think he's a perfect number two next to Victor Wembanyama, and I think he'll be there for the long haul.
We have had extensive discussions this week about like the Kings, floors, ceilings, fine, good, they stink. Like everything has kind of been all over the place. Vegas had a 35.5 like number for them as a more or less. You have bounced back and forth between the optimistic guy and the pessimistic guy.
Me?
You.
I would never.
Where are you? And I know you have feelings on the makeup of this basketball team.
Yeah.
But what is your realistic expectation of this group as it stands? Now, obviously, that you know could be changing, but what is your expectation of this group as it stands heading into next season?
I think they're fundamentally mid. Like, they're just middle of the pack. That's exactly what they are. I think they're extremely talented. There are elements of this organization right now that I am optimistic about, namely the Perry and Doug Christie partnership. I'm optimistic about that. I'm excited about that to see how that works. I believe them. When I hear them talk about how they're going to work together and all signs point to that's actually happening. And it's a nice difference going from that or going from the Mike Brown, Monty McNair front office coaching relationship that was always wavery, didn't really make sense. And then I'm optimistic about certain elements of the team. I'm still a big believer in Keegan Murray, of course. I'm optimistic that an extension will be done for both Keon and Keegan. I'm a big fan of Neek Clifford. Within realistic expectations, I'm very curious about Maxime Reyneau, again, with realistic expectations. But the core of this roster, it's not that I don't think it's talented. I just don't think it works. I just don't know. I don't think it's coherent. And I did a podcast yesterday about like the toughest jobs that Doug Christie has to do. Doug Christie has to put together pieces of a puzzle, or the example I use is like Legos. He's got Legos from different Lego sets, and he's just got to try and build something that works with them. And I think he's capable of doing it. You could tell me the Sacramento Kings are a slightly above 500 team, and I wouldn't bat an eye at it. I'd believe that. I think they have enough talent to do that. It's how do they get there? To me, it's okay. I think the Sacramento Kings offensively, that has to still be their bread and butter. I think they have to have one of the best, if not the best, half-court offense in the league. I know they want to run and transition and things like that, but you got DeRozan, you got LaVine. These guys are capable of running. They're athletic, but you don't have De'Aaron Fox anymore, so you can't just rely on the pace like you did a couple of years ago. So I think you have to have one of the best half-court offenses in the league. And then I think defensively, you're not going to be great, but you can take on an identity. And to me, that's physicality. Doug Christie's all about, and it's a pause moment, Chatty House, but this is what Doug Christie says verbatim. He says, make them feel you. That's what he says. That's the term that he uses. Like, you have to make sure they feel you. And the way I consider that is, like, if there's a three-point shooter, and I know under Doug Christie last year, how many times did the Kings foul three-point shooters? It felt like a ridiculous amount. But every three-point shooter, when they play the Kings, should know that they're going to at least be harassed a little bit. And they're not going to have the confidence of wide-open looks like they've gotten so much in Sacramento over the years. So it's a long-winded way of saying these are a lot of pieces that I think are incredibly talented, that if Doug Christie can find a way to put them together, he's going to accelerate himself in a coaching conversation he is a legitimate certified tactician of a head coach, that he got this team not only to buy in, but X's and O's wise, he found a way to make it work. And that's what I need to see, because the last taste we got was, and I heard you guys talking about this earlier, the last taste we got was getting destroyed on your home floor by a Dallas Mavericks team that was a joke around the league.
We talked about the young guys earlier, and I include Devin Carter when you talk about the young guys. Do you see them being a part of the rotation to start the season, all three of them? I know I said Neek and Maxine should be in the rotation. I'm not too sure about Devin Carter, but do you think they'll all play a role in Doug Christie's early rotation?
If you are having Devin Carter play in part of your rotation to start the season, you have to sell me on why. And I think the easiest sell is, well, he has more experience than the other rookies. He's going into his second season, and that doesn't carry any weight to me. Like, Neek Clifford absolutely should be a part of the rotation opening night. Doesn't mean he's playing 20 plus minutes, but he should be the eighth or ninth man in the rotation. My argument for Maxime Raynaud is, I know who Drew Eubanks is, and sorry, Drew, I don't really care. Like, is Drew Eubanks going to be the difference between you winning and losing games? No. Throw Maxime Raynaud out there. If he gets cooked on defense, so be it. But if he knocks down a couple of threes, that's awesome too. Like, that's how I feel about Maxime. So I would be 100% fine with both those guys being in the rotation right away. To me, the only surefire guy in the rotation out of those three should be Neek Clifford. I don't see how it works with Devin. I just don't see a fit.
KC, or it might have been Jesse, was asking the question of, like, who's backing up, who we have backing up Domantas Sabonis when this thing gets started? Who we have backing up Keegan Murray when this thing gets started? Again, this is barring any changes in the roster.
Look at this guy.
It's nice to have, you know, he just has food delivered, and, you know, it's fine.
Two drinks?
Yeah, well to be fair, my boy did take care of me along the way.
Okay, so don't play this like...
If I want to sell him out, I can sell him out.
No.
I questioned, specifically talking about Domas' backup and Keegan Murray's backup. I'm specifically questioning, could the backup to those guys be the same guy in your guy, Maxime Raynaud? Could he wind up, if he winds up getting minutes... Is that the spot where he gets minutes, where he's playing in that unique four spot where he could, you know, stretch the floor with Domantas Sabonis a little bit and then perhaps playing in that backup five role in very limited minutes?
I want to see, and hopefully we get glimpses of that in preseason, what it looks like of Maxime Raynaud and Domantas Sabonis on the floor together. I'm already pre-expecting or preparing myself for Maxime not to look good on the defensive end. I think it's going to be a strong learning curve for him. I think, I think he almost needs to get beat up in training camp a little bit. And what I mean by that is when they do their 5-on-5 scrimmages, I want Maxime guarding Domas. I would love to see the two of them together at times too, so they can get comfortable. But I want to see Maxime Raynaud trying to handle Domas and guard him, and Domas playing the physical way that Domas normally plays is going to be a bit of a wake-up call for Maxime, but I think he needs that. There's going to be defensive questions whether he plays the four, whether he plays the five, regardless. But again, I don't think if it's so bad that like Maxime comes into the game and immediately you give up a 10-0 run because they're targeting him every play, then okay, Doug has to make a decision at that point. But let him make that mistake first. I'm okay seeing him make that mistake first. And Maxime is an incredibly smart player, and especially if this team is going to hang their hat on the offensive end of the ball, his floor spacing is natural, and you've been asking for that from a big Domas, really since Domas has gotten here, it feels like. So here's your potential option. You don't know unless you try. Give it a shot, especially in preseason. Let it ride. Yeah. See what happens.
I agree with you. And I do think that's the extent of how we'll see those rookies, unless they're playing like at a extremely high level. We've talked about this a number of different times with Vegas is over under and everything, and I just don't think for a number of different reasons we're going to get to a point where it's just let the young guys play 28 minutes, 30 minutes a night. Like the contracts don't work that way. I think the talent on the team doesn't work that way, and I think that's what you're going to get outside of injuries from seeing those young guys, is you're going to see them in spot duties. They're going to be in real specific situations where they can be hit a little bit, maybe with that, whatever their weakness is, whether it's offensively or defensively. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. I think that's going to be a good way to ease them into the NBA, especially in the first few months of the season.
And Casey, I think you might get to a point in the season if things aren't going well, and maybe Perry will naturally make this transition for Doug easy if he moves on from DeRozan at the trade deadline or somebody at the trade deadline like that. But like, there's a scenario where 40, 50 games into this, if you think things aren't going well, where I think you could talk Levine and talk DeRozan and bring him into a room and go, hey, you know, it's not working. You know, the direction we're trying to go in, we're going to take away like 5 to 7 of your minutes and spread it out amongst these young guys. And I think like, especially DeRozan would get that and understand that based off of where he is in his career. But what you can't do is exactly what you said. You can't go, DeRozan, Levine, you're sitting down, we're giving Neek 25 a night, because not only does that potentially negatively impact those two and any trade value that you might have for them, like that, people see that around the league, veterans and players see that around the league, and I don't think that would work out well for Doug or Scott or whoever made that call. So I don't think there's ever a scenario where you're just completely shutting guys down unless, again, you're trading guys away. But I think DeRozan is enough of a veteran specifically to where, if you were to tell me in February or January that things aren't going well and you brought DeRozan into a meeting and said, hey, we want to give a little bit of your playing time to Neek Clifford, what do you think about it? I think DeRozan would be the vet and pro that he's always shown to be. But the Kings also might be in that position where it's like, Neek, we're going to have to take some of your minutes away because we're in a run here and DeRozan and Levine are cooking. We got something going here. So it's an interesting test for Doug. And I like that Doug can coach this season without the fear of, am I going to keep the job or not? Am I going to earn the job? The job's his now. So now he can put his stamp on this team how he sees fit. And I'm excited to see what that is.
Fundamentally mid is what you called them.
Put it on a shirt.
You're listening to D-Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento, KRX QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app, live on the iHeart app as well. Does that change for you if they acquire Jonathan Kuminga? Are they still fundamentally like? Let me rephrase that. Judge, strike that from the record. Does it change anything for you if the Sacramento Kings acquire Jonathan Kuminga?
Yes, long term, not really short term. I don't think the Kings are a Jonathan Kuminga away from making that much noise, unless Kuminga was truly like held down by the Golden State Warriors organization. Now he can blossom into the star that he always was, and the man in San Francisco was keeping him down. Like, I don't believe that. I think Kuminga is a exciting project if the Kings were to go out and get him, and I think he adds an energy. Like, I can picture him taking the floor the first time as a Sacramento King in front of the Golden State, or excuse me, wow, in front of the Sacramento Kings, Golden State, or geez Louise, Golden One Center.
You got it, man. You got it. It's the off season. It's all right.
Just merge the teams together. Just make it the Northern California King Warriors, Warrior Kings. Like, I think there would be a reinvigorated energy for the franchise and a positive outlook towards the future. And I would be very curious to just see what a lineup of Kuminga and Keegan together at your 3 and 4 looks like. It would just be exciting to have 2 6'8", 6'9" guys out there. But short term, I don't think the Kings are a Jonathan Kuminga away from making any kind of noise. It improves their playoff odds, I suppose, but I would feel the same way. I feel like winning a series would be a coin flip. It just depends on what version shows up of the team, not just Kuminga.
Now, you know, we got to tap in. We got to see what's going on, man. Is there no new news on that front with Kuminga, the Kings? I kind of feel like it's kind of settled into the space where I do think Jonathan Kuminga is going back to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And I think any talks of a trade, just my feeling of it, is all but dead at this point. But what have you heard, Matt?
Yeah, I think it's
boy, if that ain't the most telling thing in the world right there. If that
I thought he was for real thinking.
That is the most telling moment of the last 6 weeks when it comes to this Jonathan Kuminga story.
We'll call this one sad, Matt George.
This is Just as Soren says, just the ultimate cliffhanger. What if he was getting ready to reveal huge news?
Actually, the trade is about to happen this afternoon.
Kuminga watch.
I know we had it on ours.
Yeah, he has it set up on ours, man.
There we go.
Still frozen, right. By the way.
No, he's still frozen. That, like, this wasn't even, there wasn't even a build up to losing Matt. Like, Matt has to be experiencing a full on like internet outage. Like, his internet just dropped. Like, that's the only way to explain how that man was getting ready to cook. And all of a sudden, Eric says, Joe Lacob hacked Matt George to prevent the news. That's tough.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
This is going to be a weird part of the YouTube segment later on.
We just ain't going to know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga and the Kings.
Yeah, never going to find out.
I do. Oh, well, it's Matt George, but he says it's Mitch.
That was my bit from earlier, and nobody said anything, so I just ignored it.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't see it either. But
so
you literally got cut off right at the beginning, so that's great.
There's two conspiracies going on here. Either Joe Lacob's like, shut this guy down, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Possible.
Or the Sacramento Kings are like, you ruined our deal the first time when you put that stuff out, so shut this guy up too. Maybe the Kings and Warriors are working together to silence me.
Cahoots.
Well, there's alternate theories
to
out
answer
there
your
too.
Question. Oh. Well, oh, hey.
That's, you got to go to YouTube. You got to go to YouTube to see that one.
Don't shoot the intern. What I was going to say before I got cut off was, essentially, I look at it as if, like, we're using the three of our layouts, like, D'Lo's the Warrior side, Casey's the King, the Kuminga side, and both of them are just kind of staring at each other and playing this stubborn game with each other, and the Kings are in the middle just kind of sitting there going, we put something out there, mm-hmm. Here's an option, and now we're just going to kind of sit back and watch what you two decide to do. So, I mean, I think the Kings have done more than enough. I'm 100% okay with, in fact, I think the final offer that they made, quote unquote final offer, the Malik and top 15 protected or lottery protected pick is a little more than fair. I think it was more than what I would give. The Kings shouldn't budge any more than that. It's the Warriors' prerogative completely if they want to try and wait it out and figure it out. I'm obviously team Kuminga in this circumstance because Kuminga wants to come to the Kings. So I'm like, hey, sign the qualifying offer. Go for it, bud. Do it. But I understand if that would not be the best route for literally anybody. And I agree completely with your take, KC. Like, nobody wins here.
Yeah.
But the biggest loser is not the Sacramento Kings at all. Like, they're the ones that kind of are the easiest team to kind of wipe their hands with it and go, well, there's an opportunity. Oh, well, on to the next one. The Warriors and Kuminga don't have that luxury. They can stare at each other all they want. Something's got to give.
What a refreshing change that is, too, to not be the biggest loser in a situation. Progress. It's progress.
Well, they would have been if they threw in an unprotected first pick for no reason.
I don't agree with that.
You would have done it?
I would strongly consider next year's pick. I don't know what Golden State is asking for. Like, I've said this, and I understand that I'm alone in this to a certain degree. Would you be truly shocked if the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs next year?
No.
Right. So, okay, you want an unprotected, you can have, you want 2030? There's provisions all over 2030. If this is just about an unprotected pick, you could have next year's.
No, that makes sense, because like I said, I think this team is mid. I think this team is going to finish right in that, like, very late lottery to just outside the lottery range. So I get that 100%. My whole issue with it is not necessarily the pick. It's more so the circumstance that the Warriors are in and not wanting to give them any sort of out. But what you're saying, the 2030 pick is far more valuable than next year's pick because of the unknown. You're 100% right on that.
It's the principality of the situation for Matt.
And that's fine, too. It's like, I don't have to remove the provisions of this pick because I tried to. Phoenix does not seem to give a damn about Jonathan Kuminga, nor the story that we're doing. Like, I mean, Matt's done podcast on it. Will Z's writing about it. It's all over, like, The Athletic and ESPN and all this. I'm trying to see how Phoenix is covering this.
They don't care.
They're not talking about this. That doesn't mean the Phoenix Suns basketball team doesn't want them. Mm-hmm. It's just whatever information they're given that seems to be leading them to believe that it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
It feels like far bigger of a deal here. As Matt, you laid this out for us last week. It's a far bigger deal here. Sacramento wants Jonathan Kuminga on this team, but they're not going to pay more just because Golden State said so. It's like, you don't have anyone else who's going to buy this.
Right.
Well, I got to pay more for. We could both just walk away from each other, because in the end, I know what you know. And no matter how many radio show hosts or writers or Tim Kawakami's right about it, you do not want that man playing on the qualifying offer.
No.
You don't want that man in your locker room. You don't want that man in the building. You certainly don't want that man on the floor. I know this. Everybody else knows this. And it doesn't matter how many people regurgitate otherwise.
Right.
You don't want that to happen.
Him on the qualifying offer would be a disaster.
Absolute disaster. It would be a huge disaster for the Golden State Warriors. Because you literally just out of spite said, okay, we get nothing.
This whole saga is equal parts entertaining and exhausting. It's exhausting from the standpoint of, like, where I've gotten to the point is like, okay, Kings, just walk away. Like, you put your thing out there. You put everything out there.
Wait, you can't do that, Matt. You cannot do that, Matt.
Hello? Yeah. No. Did I freeze?
Not on this show.
Hello?
No. Come on, man. You can't.
Oh, Madsen's in the back, too.
Yeah, that's tough.
I said that in front of Madsen.
That's tough.
That was never getting through. You put your offer out there, Kenny.
that was a tough one.
And now, God, I hate this show. I hate this show.
I know. So do I, Matt. It's okay.
Anyway.
You put your best offer out there, or the offer you're willing to make.
Yeah.
And now you just wait. I don't want to talk anymore.
No, I understand. It trips you up. You get scared. You don't know what words to use together.
I'm more scared on this show of saying something that gets a flag thrown than I am dropping an F-bomb on television. Like that, I'm more afraid of this show.
Us being afraid of a flag is crazy. Yeah.
No, I'm just afraid of Jesse throwing it.
Yeah.
Serious game out here.
It's tough.
Because Jesse has that look on his face like he's disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm like, sorry, Jesse, I didn't mean to.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific.
I mean, that, and that's what Matt talked about, though. That's pretty aggressive. Like, the Kings dead in talks. Like, bro, we're not even talking to you no more.
Well, they might look at it like, what more do you want? Like, right. I don't, you want this pick to be unprotected in 2030. I can't give that to you. If that's what we're talking about.
We don't have nothing to talk about.
All right, we don't have anything to talk about. If you're willing to either take this protected pick or have a separate conversation, then fine. But
I'm with you and Matt and everybody else. The Kings have already they've already done enough at this point for what is going on. I feel you on the unprotected pick and the way that you laid it out, but I don't know. I even feel at this point like. Even that, like, I'm not doing that. Like, yeah. I'm not. Like, I've done enough. Mm-hmm. I've negotiated in good faith this entire time. You guys been playing around. So when you're done playing, maybe we could have a real conversation.
And I imagine that's where Perry was at. You got my number. Call me. You know what it is. Good luck. If you need an option, I'm here. We're here. We're waiting. You're not going to get anything better. So give us a call.
That would be insane.
Well, it goes back to what Kyle was talking about the other day about Joe Lacob just doesn't want to be wrong. And you're on the verge, like, in the idea that they will literally walk away from this two-timeline disaster with nothing.
That's crazy.
Absolutely nothing if he signs that qualifying offer. And I saw Josh in here a minute ago, and I know Josh is a Warriors fan. Signing that $45 million deal is insane because it comes with a provision that shouldn't even exist, but they're pushed to eliminate that no trade clause. You should not be able to eliminate something that's put in there to protect the player. It shouldn't even be an option.
Agreed.
And that's where I feel like the Players Association has to go, no, we're not doing that. He doesn't have a no trade clause in either of these scenarios because his agent negotiated one. They are built in to protect the player, and you, as the team, cannot ask him to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way he should be signing that deal. That's crazy talk. To even if you are a Warriors fan and you wanted to happen to be like, just sign that deal. That's a terrible deal. The way it's presented right now.
If Kuminga were to sign the qualifying offer, though, and stick to his guns and carry out the only threat that he really can carry out, how much does that diminish the view of him around the league, and then slash, how much does that diminish the view of him here in Sacramento? Does it at all? Because I hear people say, man, if he does that, that potentially hurts his value, like in terms of the contract that he would get.
Signing the qualifying offer?
Yeah, if he were to sign and carry it out. Like, a lot of people think that would look equally parts as bad for Kuminga as it would the Warriors. I disagree.
It doesn't look at all bad for Kuminga, in my opinion. Like, what else is he supposed to do?
And especially here in Sacramento, like, we want you.
To me, signing that two-year deal is way worse.
Right.
I mean, it guarantees you $45 million. Well, it doesn't. It guarantees you $20-something million. But that, to me, is way, way worse than playing on the qualifying offer. We should start doing this. It's way worse than playing on the qualifying offer because Steve Kerr ain't gonna play him.
Right.
And even the Warriors' reasoning for keeping him around is almost insulting too. And I understand it from an asset management point because they talk about we want the salary slot so we can use it at the trade deadline to go and upgrade and get what we need here. And Kuminga's going, Why am I going to help you get better by being a PC? F you.
After all that you've done to me, by the way, after all that you've said, all of these smear campaigns you put out there, you want me to help you?
Not interested.
Can't do it, man.
The only way we're even considering
Sorry, Joe.
That, the only way we're even considering that is if the, that option, that team option is off. Not. If you take the team option, turn it into a player option,
now
maybe we can talk.
Completely
maybe,
different.
You know, we'll do that. But if you're still locked in on that team option situation, we don't have nothing to talk about. I'll sign the qualifying offer, and I'll be gone. I've already talked to Scott Perry, and they're going to give me $20 million next year.
And it's not even like the Warriors having control over something. It's any team that he gets dealt to having control over what his immediate future is, and that puts, like, these guys, and this is, I really do feel bad for this unrestricted free agency, or excuse me, this restricted free agency class. This is the moment you enter the league for. Casey and I talk about this all of the time. this moment right here. Draft day is cool. Signing your first contract is a lot of fun. It's this one. It's signing that second deal where you're really going to make money that could potentially change your life forever. It's this deal they've waited for, and none of them can get it. And if you're Jonathan Kuminga and you sign that two-year deal with that team option, you're not only prolonging it 1 year, you're prolonging it potentially two. People talk about what could go wrong in the next year if he plays on that qualifying offer. What could go wrong if he plays the next 2 years having no control over where he goes or little control over how much money he makes?
Yep.
Now, you've brought 45 in, but that's at the expense of 100 and some change.
Right.
It's comparing apples to oranges a little bit, but it makes me think about now that we have the full context of the market. If we knew what we know now about what the market is and the scared money and everything, and we applied that to the decision not to extend Keon right away, for me, I still would like just if you believe in him, get it done and figure out the flexibility later. I've always felt that way. But does it look like more of a safer or better, I guess, gamble for Perry to play kind of the long financial game with Keon? With how we've seen the market play out, and unless they change the apron system, I don't think this is all of a sudden going to go away next offseason either when he's an unrestricted free agent. So I'm not saying Perry predicted this, but I think the market, the Warriors are trying to exploit this too. I think the market is set up best for teams to retain talent because there's no money out there to go and get them.
Well, it's not just the market. Sorry. It's not just the market. It was the cap. The cap was 3% less than what they expected.
Well, Matt, it's... Yeah, Perry kind of did predict all that. Like, Perry, this is foreign to us here in Sacramento, but he knows what's going on around the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's in tune with markets around the league and all this other stuff. So just like he predicted the Kuminga market, he probably predicted, like, what that Keon market is, too, and made a decision off of that. So I think that does play a factor into why he decided to move this particular way with Keon Ellis.
I'm convinced, too, that if Monty McNair and that front office were still here, Jonathan Kuminga would already be a king, but I'm wondering what the overpay would have been.
Oh, two.
Four first-round picks.
two unprotected, two Ellis. Pick swaps. There we go. That's
and cool. Keon Ellis. And Keon Ellis. Throw Keon in there, too. Maybe Keegan.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Those guys, we take the shot, but they just weren't as savvy as Scott Perry. They're just not.
So Alex Rodriguez, of course, owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, put out a fan feedback survey for both the Minnesota Timberwolves and Minnesota Lynx, like for fans to go and fill out and share their feedback on the organization. Can you imagine if the Kings did that right now?
Oh my gosh.
what would that, can you imagine what that feedback survey would be like? Vivek, if the Kings put something like that?
Vivek can't even encourage a tennis player to keep working.
Oh my God.
He can't even show love to a tennis player right
now. Vivek went to bed like, I'm never posting a motivational quote again. That poor guy. Yeah, it would be bad. It would be very, very bad, Matt. Very bad.
One of players would weigh in. Fox weighs in. Fox well, says some, his review.
Tread lightly.
Something tells me he might.
He said, I give you an A. You sent me where I wanted to go. I give you an A. Thank you.
I don't think that's what he'd say. that's just my guess. I guess we'll see what happens, man. We're of the belief we're not even close to this story being done. Yeah, we're going to be in week four of the NFL season talking about Jonathan Kuminga.
Kuminga watch.
Day 32.
Day 32.
Kyle Madsen.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, yeah, it's this story's in no danger of going anywhere simply because it doesn't have to. James brought up how you can extend the date of the qualifying offer. There's literally no reason for Jonathan Kuminga to work with the Golden State Warriors. That's something that has to be agreed upon together with the idea of, hey, Jonathan, we're working on something. Let's extend this to October 15th. Let's extend this to November 1st. I know Aaron Turner's having a tough time right now, but the answer is no.
Right.
Like, you've had all offseason to do this. We're not extending anything. We're either signing the qualifying offer or you're trading us. Like, that's it. And I will send the DocuSign over 1 minute before I have to.
Facts. And the other component, we always talk about, like, how the Warriors have shown so many times that they don't want them there. The other component that I know sometimes I often overlooked is he doesn't want to be there. It'd be one thing if the Warriors were like, we don't want you or whatever, but it's like, man, I really wish we could work this out because I want to stay here. He don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to be in Golden State.
Yeah.
So he's not going to – the Golden State comes to him last minute. It was like, all right, fine. We've got a three-year X million amount of dollars here, this deal for you. Like, just sign it. I know this is what you've been wanting. No, I don't want this. I don't want to be here. Like, your new offer doesn't move me in any way because I don't want to be here. Let me just sign this qualifying offer and move on.
Meanwhile, while this saga plays out over the next month or two, poor Russell Westbrook is sitting in the waiting room of the Kings front office, just like, all right, what about me? I'm here. Can we get this done?
Well, yeah, Russ and the Kings, there's a lot of guys out there. There's the Al Horfords, the Malcolm Brogdons. Like, I think there's a lot of guys that are just kind of stuck in this weird purgatory while some of these other things get worked out. Matt, thanks for making time for us a little earlier than usual, but we always love talking to you, man. We appreciate you jumping on.
Sorry to interrupt your Raiders talk. I know everybody was looking forward to it. Don't worry. Geno Smith's not going anywhere. Brock Bowers, draft him in fantasy.
Ooh.
That's all I got.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Raiders.
No, Brock Bowers is a cheat code in fantasy.
He's legit. We'll actually, I don't know that we're going to talk. It's happening at some point. We got Raiders tonight. on ESPN 1320. So hang tight. Big thanks to Matt George, ABC 10, Locked On Kings, here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. The WNBA had to implement a no-bag policy last night.
Gosh, bro. That's getting ridiculous.
The mugshot of the most recent perpetrator who threw a sex toy onto the floor was unfortunately hilarious.
That was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
That was tough.
That was tough.
I waffle back and forth between what the letter of the law should say you should be able to do and making an example out of this young man.
Yeah, I do not find this stuff funny at all.
No. Like, I don't know what the what it's supposed to be, but triple it. Like, when I talk about the punishment, triple it.
Is there a way?
Whether it's jail time, whether it's probation, whatever, triple it.
There has to be a way that we can manipulate this into a sex crime and send them to jail for you. To me, you have to do something that makes it clear you don't want to get caught doing
right.
this.
Make an example.
And too many people thought this was funny. And I'll be honest with you, sports media didn't help. I think the first one was Golden State because Morgan was on the clip.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is crazy. Oh, look at what it was. Oh, they didn't want it. Oh, it's funny. It's like, oh, it happened again. Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, man. Oh, it happens a third time. Okay, wait a minute. This isn't funny anymore.
Right.
Well, it wasn't funny the first time.
Right.
Like, one, it's dangerous. Two, it's gross and offensive. It's, again, there has to be a way to manipulate this and turn it into a sex crime.
Let's do
Make
it.
Make them register as sex offenders.
Yeah, let's do it. Like, whatever it is.
Because that mugshot.
Turn it up even more.
That mugshot, that guy looked like a sex offender.
That was, like you said, the first time I saw it, I was like, that ain't cool. Like, that's not cool at all.
See, I like the way Troy's thinking. Troy says, is it not assault? You're targeting 10 people. Let's do that. Doesn't let's even do count it. The refs. There it is.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let make an example.
First degree assault, sexual assault, indecent exposure, 5 years in jail. Good behavior, you can get out a little earlier. Yeah, but, but something that makes it clear, yep, not doing that.
Nah, man, he's make an example. That's what I just keep saying, man. Make an example out of this cat. This is like you said, offensive, disrespectful, and disgusting on so many levels. That is not cool.
It's really taken away from the league in the last few days, too, which is unfortunate.
It has. That is not cool at all, man. So, like I said, I'm not exactly sure what the precedent is for this type of...
Yeah, I have no idea.
But triple it. Quadruple it. I don't care.
I'm with it. Jesse finally answered Mitch's call. Mitch does not like it when you don't answer his call. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. Mitch, what's happening, man?
How you doing, Damon, Casey? Jesse, thank you. I don't get mad. It's okay. I can't be on every day and twice on Sunday. That's all right.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Is your name Wayne?
That's my middle name. I posted on the chat room. It was not really nice, but my father gave me two brother names, you know, Mitchell, Wayne. Come on, my father was a Melvin. Mel Hall, but we won't talk about him. Mel Gibson, well, he's another one. I don't want to talk about him either. But there's a few Mels out there. I'm not really making my point here, but these are great names.
Okay.
My uncle's name is Melvin.
I was about to say Mel too, but Melvin Gordon, you know, running back. I think he retired. Yeah, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, don't look for him there. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I don't know. I made up this name because, you know, I had that fascination with L.A., which I don't want to ever live there again. But okay. I don't even want to get on an airplane. So that's another story for another day. But that's how I picked that name because I wanted to stay neutral because, you know, the guy 4 hours south of here is really dividing this country. But I don't want to talk about him either.
All right.
What would you like to talk about, Mitch?
Okay, yeah, right, sure. And I don't know how to block anybody. I tried Googling. Someone told me how to block somebody. I forgot why I blocked Johnny G. I don't know what he did. I don't remember. Forgive and forget. Westbrook, I wish the Kings would make this trade. Just bring in Westbrook. He's a free agent. And it's baseball season, right, KC? Even football's warm. Can we talk about those sports? One thing with the Raiders, I want to see their running game, and I want to see Tonka Hemingway. He's got a great name. He's got to get that defensive tackle position that was vacated by some guy that didn't want to do any recuperation.
No, I hear it. It's happening. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
Well, he had his football takes.
That was a tough one.
He was ready. He's been doing his
research
on the Raiders.
Wait, what was his football take? He was talking about baseball.
Well, no, he said there's baseball and football going on. Can we talk about those sports? And then he talked about the Raiders running game. He talked about a new defensive lineman. He was tapped in.
Well, he told us Melvin Gordon was retired.
That was a roller coaster. Go ahead and talk about that bottle in your hand.
Thank you. Mitch will drive you to drink. And if you're going to drink... drink Baker Family Wines.
Yeah.
I'm holding a 2021 Zinfandel right here. BakerFamilyWines.com. I heard a rumor.
Okay.
I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I might step out on Sunday.
Oh.
Afternoon.
Okay.
1-2 o'clock.
All right.
I got some things jumping off next week.
Yeah.
Made a little inquiry about, hey, get some extra bottles. They're like, yeah. By the way, I think Dusty's going to be in the tasting room on Sunday. So.
Okay. All right.
I'm just telling you what I heard. Sources close to D'Lo and Casey have said Dusty Baker may be at the tasting
room. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tasting room on Sunday.
Hey, now.
And I think D'Lo might be in the tasting room on Sunday.
Ooh.
Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. By the way, for those that don't know, the tasting room, it's in West Sacramento.
Yeah, it's not far.
It is not. It's right here. It's in West Sacramento. You can try all of these amazing small lot wines that Dusty Baker and his crew have created. He is a Hall of Famer in every aspect of his life. He is a Hall of Fame manager. He is a Hall of Fame person. He is now a Hall of Fame winemaker. You can get these bottles at Select Nuggets. Just look for that familiar baseball stitch right there. Baker Family Wines in the upper corner. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. If you plan on pulling up on Sunday, join the clubhouse. Get those tasting room specials, and I promise you, you will love, you will find, I know wines have a wide variety of taste. You will love one or all of these wines from Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento.
They're really good. They're really good. And I'm kind of new to the wine game, but they taste fantastic.
Yeah. I'm excited at the idea of sliding through and seeing Dusty for a little bit.
Shout out to our Sunday. Guy Dusty, man.
Yes, indeed. Where were we? We were talking about the W, Mitch. Let me ask you something about. Okay. I'm afraid to ask this question because I feel like it could launch into a really long conversation. So I'm going
to
hold.
Yeah, I'm about to say, just hold on because.
I'm going to hold on to that for a second.
Yeah.
We've got Raiders football tonight.
That's right.
We've got preseason football. There's a couple of games tonight. Of course, we've got the Raiders. It's the Raiders. It's the Seahawks. I think we got kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock. Kind of slept on here. I didn't even realize till I was reading some stuff on it this morning. Pete Carroll going back to Seattle.
Yeah.
Coverage at 6:30, by the way.
Coverage beginning at 6:30. Pete Carroll and Geno Smith.
Yeah, Geno going back too.
This was a 4-11 football team. That's not right. What were they?
4-11.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No.
The math doesn't work.
4-13.
4-13. And I remember everybody projected them to be bad. And we were like, oh, they can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Man. They have to be substantially better, don't they?
What do you mean by substantial?
I told KC while you were out that I had a lazy eye on them and saw that maybe they could be around 8 wins or something like that.
That's what I was looking
that
at.
That was before they cut.
That's what I was
before they
at.
Cut Christian Wilkins.
Yeah,
but
now the lazy eye.
That was corrected. Weird.
That was so weird. Everything about that was
that weird. Whole story was weird.
Everything about that. I was with them though, and I still kind of am. Like
the Raiders.
Yeah, I think realistically, we're looking at like a 7-win team. Division is crazy.
Division is tough. Let's dive into the Raiders. Let's dive into the NFL. There's a lot to talk about, and it's not all contract related. It's not all holdout related. Like, we'll talk football. We'll talk some of these players, and we'll talk Raiders in that game tonight when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Nah, Jesse catching a flag for that one.
What?
Nah, oh. Jesse's catching a flag what? For that one.
I'm watching that game over Jags Titans, bro.
Nah, I'm cool off of that because they're putting that game on FS1. No,
actually,
thanks.
Jags this year. Actually, I'm watching the Jags this year. I'm watching my boy.
Yeah.
You want to change your answer?
Yeah, that's for one person and one person
the Colts?
Only.
I ain't watching the Colts. Promise you that I'm gonna do everything I can this year not to watch 1 second of the Colts.
I have a question. This is a serious question.
Okay.
Can anyone name a Raiders wide receiver?
Jacoby Myers.
That was the one I was gonna go with. Now I don't know.
That's the one.
I was wide receiver too.
That's the one. Don't ask me to name wide receiver too. Jacoby's been there for a few seasons. Too.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's the number one receiver.
Yeah.
Can't name another one.
Let me.
I'm choosing not to.
Yeah, I can't. Dang.
Darius Hayward Bay.
Tim Brown. Rocket Ismail. Didn't he
Rocket,
Raiders?
Well.
Jerry Porter.
Michael Crabtree.
Hunter Renfro, Carolina Panther.
That's a rough room. I think they have a million wide receivers. I just don't know who any of them are besides the frequently
it's
mentioned.
It's not a strong group at all. It
Kobe
might
Myers.
Be the worst group in the league.
Mm.
I mean, probably some young talent there that we're not too aware about yet, but if Jacoby Myers is your number one, that's not great.
The answer is probably Brock Bowers.
You got Brock Bowers. He's a tight end. That's probably your answer. Wide receivers itself, great.
You know, because I remember I was hearing like James and Kyle talk about the 49ers and what they weren't able to do in the draft as far as offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about this when I talk about the Raiders. I am a believer. If you have, you know, multiple weak spots in your roster, you're not going to fix them all in one offseason. So the Raiders, they needed a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to improve the run game. They needed to work on the secondary. They had a lot of holes in their personnel. Mm-hmm. Some of them just weren't going to get fixed this offseason.
Yeah.
And I think offensive line, hopefully that's a little better.
You could try to patch them.
Right.
You can cover them up with a Band-Aid, but you're probably not going to fix them.
But wide receiver, that's one group that, you know, we'll get to later. We'll see if we can find some of these young guys and find something there. But as far as, like, making that one of the strong points of the roster, maybe they look at that a little bit more in this upcoming draft, this upcoming offseason.
I don't even know what the Raiders' strongest position group is.
Defensive line is pretty strong. I like their front seven. I do like their front seven.
Obviously, well, that checks out because their offensive line isn't.
No.
Which is what concerns me about Geno a little bit. Concerns me about the whole offense.
Yeah.
I feel like if your offensive line is sketchy at best, then that's gonna create some difficulties in having an offense that could stay on the field.
Yeah. I mean, that was a real rough spot last year. And, you know, they drafted, I think the rookie they drafted in the second round is going to be looked at as being a starter. And like you said, just kind of patchwork it a little bit until it's a strong point. They can find a way to keep Geno upright for most of the season. If they can find a way to be effective and have a run game that gets Jinty, keeps him upright and gets him some looks to make some plays that he's just naturally able to do. That can get you by through the season. But last year, they couldn't open up any running lanes. They couldn't protect the quarterback. It was rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was really rough. So in one aspect, there's no way to go but up. But you also got a guy like Pete Carroll who knows how to scheme those type of things. And obviously he's more of a defensive guy. But understanding the personnel needed and understanding what he can do to just get by. Seattle never had this great offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete, as the leader of men in that situation and the leader of the locker room, knew how to make it work with what he was doing on the defensive end and also being able to get a guy like Marshawn Lynch in that offense. And that's what I think he looks at Jinty as a guy that can take some of the pressure off the offensive line in their pass pro and take pressure off Geno Smith.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you mentioned tonight on ESPN. It's the Raiders, it's the Seahawks, it's Geno and Pete Carroll back in Seattle. Actually, I don't think Geno's playing tonight. I mean, I don't really know. There's three preseason games now. I don't know when they. It used to be there was week three was kind of the dress rehearsal. I don't know if that's still kind of the guidelines or if the guidelines have adjusted a little bit. But I know I'll be fascinated to watch what the Raiders do out there because I'm with Jesse. I think at some point I understand why you attempt to mitigate risk and mitigate injury. At some point, these guys got to get out there. They got to get hit. They got to go, you know, against someone who's not in the same uniform as they are. And I think for a team that was as bad as the Raiders, starting that tonight isn't a bad idea.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.